Hello, welcome to my talk about the Open Compliance Reference Tooling. My name is Marcel Kotzmann. I'm working at Bosch.io in Germany, and I'm also the representative of Bosch in the Open Chain Governance Board. So I'm part of Open Chain Initiative, and I'm also a regular participant of the tooling group, but not as a tool developer, but rather you will see later on the process side. And I'm not a lawyer, so this also has a disclaimer up front. This is no legal consultancy here. I'm talking merely about the tooling, how you could integrate that in your processes, and also want to focus on this interface between process and tools. In the tooling group, we had a dream, kind of, and today also we want to give you an overview of more or less the status, what happened here in the Open Compliance Reference Tooling. And our idea from the beginning was to provide open source compliance tooling based on available open source tools. Why? Because, well, all over the supply chain we have several participants, and we want to give everyone the availability of the tooling so that everyone can have that based on open source. And on the other hand, as this is based on open source, we have a great opportunity to collaboratively improve our systems all across our organizations. So this is the two effects that we have. And today, we will see also about the process, not only the tooling. And this term technical depths might be very familiar, but today I would like to, for this talk, introduce the term metadata depths. Why? So if we look at the standard in chapter 331, a process shall exist for creating and managing a bill of materials that includes each open source component and its identified license from which the supplied software is comprised. And the component information, and specifically its identified license, is exactly the metadata we refer to here. And why metadata adapts? In this context, is that our observation is that the people wait until the last second in order to perform this process, to collect all this information. And our good practice is to start as early as possible. So the longer the wait, the bigger is this pile of issues that you collect until the end. And at the end, this is not fun. You have to work a lot. And you're also not always in a comfortable position that you have this ability to set this up from the beginning, because for different reasons, history or legacy, or you have just have a distributed development. But even in such cases, I would recommend to apply a high feedback rate as soon as possible to get a picture about your current situation of your supplied software, that what is comprised of, and enable you to manage the remaining issues properly. And today we want to give you a reference how this could look like with the tooling. And if we talk about reference, then you could think, okay, this is overall reference, but with the heterogeneous context of all our organizations, you may imagine that there will be probably not only one reference. And in order to take this into account here, I wanted to make a short example of two different contexts. You might have an organization A on the right side, with an in-house development, for example, in a continuous integration, continuous deployment setup that has several releases a week in a central pipeline, for example, like shown here. On the other side, you might have an organization B that primarily outsources development and performing multi-project management and so on, but with the complete responsibility for the final deliverable, but perhaps only one or two releases a year. So that spans a range of different contexts. And in order to give you a short heads up, this talk would rather focus on the right side with central pipeline on that organization type. What we plan to do is also to enhance this reference or set up a second one in the next month to provide a better overview. And here, well, you're welcome. Contributions are welcome also in the Turing group. One learning of the last years that we were already working together is it's not only about the tool, even if you're the tool group, but there is rather a combination of several tools that are combined then with data management, specific roles in the organizations. And